Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Into the Storm. Lessons in Teamwork from the Treacherous Sydney to Hobart Ocean Race. Written by Dennis N. T. Perkins with Gillian B. Murphy. Read by Walter Dixon. Preface. At the Edge. Dusk was coming on, and I was at the end of my tether and thinking to myself, if this continues, I can't keep going like this, and there's no one else that can steer this damn boat, so we're in serious trouble. Ed Saltis, Skipper, AFR Midnight Rambler. The Sydney to Hobart race is unknown to many Americans, but it is an iconic event for Australians. Held every year on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, this 628 nautical mile, 723 statute mile, deep water challenge is often called the Everest of offshore ocean racing. With unpredictable weather and seas, the Sydney to Hobart race is considered one of the toughest in the world. It is always a challenging race, but in 1998, conditions were extraordinarily dangerous. In the 53 years leading up to the 1998 race, more than 35,000 sailors on 4,465 boats participated in the Hobart. Only two died from injuries during the race, and no one had ever been lost overboard. In the 54th year, everything changed. In 1998, 115 boats and 1,135 sailors crossed the starting line. By the time the race was over,